Okay, so I know y'all better be mad at me because I was supposed to be back at the beginning of the year, or I thought that I was supposed to be back at the beginning of the year. But I believe that my energy and my body said that the beginning of the year was just not the greatest time. So I've been having this feeling like, Jarrell, now is the time to podcast. And one of my really, really good friends hit me up yesterday and she was just like, since we got this whole coronavirus thing going on, can you please bless us with a podcast? And I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I can do that. So, with that being said, what's going on, everybody? You guys know who it is. It's me, your boy Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell. And I am not gonna play any music in the background on this podcast. If you guys hear the birds and things outside, I'm actually sitting outside on my balcony. And we just gonna hear some natural sounds this morning. And we're gonna keep it really, really simple. So, as always, I wanna give a huge shout out to Anchor.fm for allowing me to use this platform to give good messages, good vibes, and good energy to all the people that receive my messages. Thank you so much, Twitter and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Radio, iHeartRadio. It's just so many, and I've forgotten them. Doesn't mean that I don't love them, it just means that I can't remember all of them right now. But once again, all of you people out there in podcast land, thank you so much. For all of my supporters, thank you. I haven't been neglecting the Anchor app. I check it every week, and the views from a lot of the old podcasts and even some of the recent ones are still escalating. Like, people are still viewing and people are still listening. And I thank you guys so much for the love and the support, even when I didn't come back in January. So it means that you guys are truly loyal and you do love the messages that I give or that I receive to give. So with that being said, guys, everybody, I know everybody is probably sick of hearing about doom, 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 the coronavirus. Like, it's like every time you turn around, social media, the news, the radio, when you go out to the grocery stores to get items that you need, it's like it's right there in your face, right? You can't avoid it. Someone always wants to have a conversation about it. And some of the information, a lot of it is very, very important to receive. And some of it can be overbearing and it can be too much and it can shift your energy. Does that make sense? I'll never forget when, Kobe Bryant passed away this year. And I wasn't a huge basketball fan, but I knew of Kobe Bryant. I mean, I knew who he was. I knew he was like a huge basketball star. I knew what he looked like. And so my favorite music artist is Brandy. And I know that he took her to his prom. So I was familiar with Kobe Bryant, right? And I remember so many people talking about Kobe, 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 Kobe. And it got to the point where it started to weigh on me. And it put an energy on me that I did not really like. It was a sad energy. It was a tough energy. And it was like overbearing because every time I turned around, someone was talking about it. And I remember like 2 days at work, whenever I would hear people talking about Kobe Bryant, I would just walk away because I knew that it was a tragic situation. But the reality for me was that it was an energy sucker, or an energy drainer, or an energy vampire, whichever one you prefer, right? And so I had to find ways to pull myself away from that to keep my energy afloat. Didn't mean that I didn't feel sad for him or his family or the situation. I was just in tune with who I was and what I needed to stay in my balanced place. And I kind of want to throw that out there with this whole coronavirus thing. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's something that we didn't expect. Yes, it's kind of in a sense affecting people daily. Depending on the states that you live in, you're probably seeing your numbers escalate. I get it. We get it. I understand. We understand. The thing that I want us to realize is we can't get so consumed with this virus that we forget the important things in life. We actually forget to live. You know, so many people, especially on Twitter, people are going crazy. Day 9, day 10 of quarantine, and day this, day that. I mean, they sent us to work from home Friday of last week. And now that I just think about it, Friday to Friday is what, 7 days? I don't even see this as a day anything of quarantining because I'm living my regular life. Now, yes, if I have to run out and get some items, you know, of course, we want to be careful and we want to be safe. But it's not to the point where I feel as though my entire life has to stop. And what I want to share with you guys is we have to find our balance in this virus. We have to find our balance in this time. What a lot of us do is, not even just this virus, but certain people, certain situations that come up, certain energies, we tend to throw ourselves 100% in those things and in those people, and we lose our balance, and we become overwhelmed really quick. We become drained really quick. All we seem to think about are those things all the time, 100% of the day, and it just becomes too much. You find yourself constantly tired. You find yourself constantly irritable or irritated. You find yourself not wanting to discuss certain situations, and you begin to neglect the things that you really need for yourself. And during this time, I really encourage everybody to find your peace and find your balance. There are a lot of restaurants, a lot of clothing stores, malls, and things of that nature that have completely shut down and that are not open right now due to the virus. Take this opportunity and take this time to sit with your thoughts, sit with some decisions that you may have made this year. Sit with that financial budget plan and really get that thing together so that you can really save some money. How about sitting back and thinking about a 2-year plan or maybe a 1-year plan for your career or for your goals? How about getting rid of some of those clothes that you've been wanting to get rid of for so long that you're not even wearing? How about cleaning out that refrigerator? How about picking up that book that you stopped reading months ago that you really want to finish, but you felt as though you didn't have the time? This virus, in a sense, can be a blessing to others if we take the opportunity to take the full advantage of it. This is a good opportunity to rest. How many of us always complain about going? I can't do this. As soon as I get off work, I got to pick the kids. So after I pick the kids up, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go to church. I got to do this. We are at an opportunity at a place in life where some of the things that were physically draining us have been put on hold. So if those things have been put on hold, redirect that time and that energy back to self. I really encourage so many people to really just sit down, be still, be patient, and wait. If you guys follow my podcast series, I want to say maybe 2018, that was one of the biggest things that I always talked about was being still, being patient, and waiting. We just got to wait this thing out. But the question that you have to ask yourself is, when all of this is over, how do I want to reintroduce myself to life and society? If this thing blows over in a month, in a few weeks, in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, there will be a time where you will have to reemerge into society. Maybe right now, this is an opportunity for us to be a little bit more compassionate and precious to that energy, that gift, or whatever that is that's inside of us that needs to be birthed. Maybe this is a good opportunity for us to nurture who we are or who we want to become. This is a good time to release some things and some people. Sit with that thought or that gut feeling that you've had for a really long time that you've avoided, or you've filled that moment when you should have paid attention to it. You've basically filled that moment with doing other things. I don't know about y'all, but yes, I get up and I work Monday through Friday, but I still have a lot of time on my hand. I realize now that I love to cook, but I'm cooking more than I probably have, and maybe since last year. Take the time to go on YouTube and find a recipe of something that you've always been afraid to cook and learn how to cook it. This is a growing phase. So this whole moment of this virus does not have to be negative. It doesn't have to be a scared process. It can be whatever it is that you want to make it, or whatever it is that you want it to be. So I always encourage you guys once again to take care of yourselves, be healthy, be clean, be safe. But even after this thing blows over, don't forget those practices. You know, I've been telling a lot of people, you know, depending on how you grew up, washing hands and all of this other stuff are things that we should have been taught from birth. So it shouldn't be anything that it's new to us. It should just be like, okay, well, hey, I know that I'm doing these things. I just have to be a little bit more precautious and a little bit more careful. So take control of your energies, take control of your conversations, take control of your surroundings. So if you have someone and you're having a really good day and you're enjoying yourself and they want to start bringing up this virus, or they want to start talking about something that's an energy drainer or an energy sucker, I need for you to take control of their situation and say, hey, I know it's a lot going on, but this is the place where I'm at. This is the balance where I'm at. And having this conversation right now is going to throw me off. And rather than walking away from this conversation or being thrown off, can we choose something else to talk about? You have that right. That's your energy. That's your time. You get to control that. Okay. So once again, guys, there are some things that I'm working on with the podcast. I'm working on new thumbnails, new content, and I did not want you guys to think that I just threw the podcast to the side. But once again, thank you guys so much for your patience. Hopefully, and I'm just going to say hopefully, by next month, everything will be up and rolling. But if it is not, if I feel the energy to just go ahead and starting the podcast and getting back on it, I guarantee you guys that I will do those things. Also, remember, you guys can visit my website at trustjarrell.com. And you guys make sure you call into the podcast station and let me know how you felt about today's message. And if you guys would, please share it. If you have Twitter or Facebook, I'll post it on all of those sites. And if you follow me there, once again, just please reshare the content if need be. And I really encourage you guys to call into the stations and to the podcast station and just leave a message. Let me know what you're doing to stay balanced. Let me know what you're doing to stay at peace. Let me know if you are meditating, if you are burning your incense, if you are praying, if you're taking a spiritual bath, if you're meditating with specific stones. My stone of choice right now has been pink Himalayan salt. And that's just simply because of the properties that it does. And it's something that I need, because right now we just have a lot of negative ions around us, period. And I've been burning a lot of Palo Santo, just speaking over myself and affirming things that I need for myself, things that I want for myself, and being able to be in a place of realizing that everything will be okay. This virus is nothing that we can control. We absolutely cannot do anything about it. But what we can do is keep our peace and stay balanced. All right. So I love you guys. You guys be careful. You be safe. And I'll catch you guys on the next go round.